CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 7th of February 2021. Here are the main news headlines. New GB2RS News Readers, hamradio.org URL donated to IARU. New short RSGB video. The RSGB is delighted to announce some enhancements to the GB2RS News Service. Kelvin M0KEL is now broadcasting the news via GB3IW on the Isle of Wight at 10:15 UTC each Sunday. The repeater is on 433.225 FM with a subaudible access tone of 71.9 Hz. The repeater has an impressive coverage on the South Coast too, and our thanks go to the repeater keeper Paul, G4IKI, who has kindly granted permission for the broadcast. And a new digital amateur radio television broadcast is being made on 1308 MHz at 1000 UTC each Sunday via GB3EY, located in a commanding position near Hull, 155 metres above sea level. The newsreader Clive, G3GJA, also listens for reports on the ATV talkback frequency, 144.775 megs. The latest GB2RS broadcast schedule can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. We're always looking for new readers to join the team around the UK and Crown Dependencies. If you'd like to find out more, and you're an RSGB member with a full or intermediate licence, please contact the GB2RS manager via email to gb2rs.manager@rsgb.org.uk. Andrew, KI7RYC, has donated the hamradio.org domain to the International Amateur Radio Union for non-profit educational use to promote the amateur and amateur satellite services. In accepting the gift, IARU President Tim Allam, V6SH, said the hamradio.org domain offers a unique opportunity for which we are deeply grateful to Andrew. It's our intention to develop a website that can serve as a focal point for anyone, anywhere, who may be seeking information on amateur radio. The RSGB represents UK radio amateurs both nationally and international. Strengthening this representation is part of the Society's strategic goals. A short video explaining more about this has been added to the Spectrum Forum webpage on the RSGB website, rsgb.org/spectrum-forum. Girl Guides from Australia will be operating the Alara Echolink Conference Station Node 286905 from 2200 UTC to 2359 UTC on Saturday the 20th of February for their International Thinking Day activities. Contacts from Girl Guides and leaders would be appreciated. The preparatory work for WRC 23 has started across all regions in both the ITUR and the regional telecommunications organisations. The IARU has representatives contributing to the studies and helping to develop the regional positions on all the WRC agenda items. The IARU Administrative Council has agreed the first preliminary positions, covering the six most important agenda items for the amateur and amateur satellite services. Read more at iaru-rfigure1.org. The RSGB nominations process is closed for its forthcoming elections. Only the current co-opted regional representatives in Regions 6 and 12 were nominated in those areas, so they have been elected unopposed. We congratulate Liz Cabin, GW0ETU, and David de la Haye, M0MDB, who will continue in their roles. No nominations were received for the regional representatives in Region 2, which covers Scotland North and the Northern Isles. The UK and Ireland Contest Club has been assigned to the historic call sign EI5G as its club call. Its previous holder was the late Pete Daly, who held the call from early 1930s until 1961. He was a keen participant in field days and contests, reviving the call sign honours the memory of its previous holder, and with its EING components captures the ethos of the UK and EI Contest Club. The WSJT Development Group has announced the general availability release of WSJT X version 2.3.0. A summary of new features can be found in the user guide. The release notes offer additional information, including a list of important program changes since the WSJT X 2.2. Upgrading from earlier versions of WSJT X should be seamless, and it's not necessary to uninstall a previous version or move any files. Just search online for WSJT-X 2.3 user guide. Congratulations to Lincoln Shortwave Club, whose 100th birthday is on Wednesday this week. Due to current COVID restrictions, the celebratory dinner will be delayed, but members will probably raise a glass at home. Now for DX News, Gareth M0MOL will be active as callsign stroke P from the main island of Shetland, IOTA reference EU012, in February and March. He'll be operating QRP with what he refers to as a typical portable setup, and he will be QRV mainly in the evenings after work. Kang, DS4DRE, will be active as callsign stroke 4 from Comoon Island, AS060, until the 31st of January 2022. He plans to operate SSB and CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Home Call Direct or Bureau. Now for special event news, Hullen District ARSs continue to celebrate 100 years of amateur radio clubs in the Hull area with its year-long special event station, GB1 Oscar Hotel. The station operates most days on bands ranging from 160 metres to 70 sems, using different modes. Further details about the operation can be found at qrz.com. IQ3DD will be active during the FIS Alpine World Ski Championships in Cortina, Italy, from the 7th to the 28th of February. A special calls QSL card will be available. More information on qrz.com. TM18AAW will be on the air from the 14th to the 28th of Feb to celebrate the 18th Antarctic Activity Week. All information is on qrz.com. Operation will be on the 10 to 40 metre bands. Now for contest news, please remember to check in before the contest for any new rules due to lockdown and obey your national and local government's advice. Today, the 7th of February, the 432 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. All modes, the exchange signal report serial number and locator. The first European Union DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1800 UTC today, the 7th. A variety of operating categories are offered, including SWL, and everybody works everybody. Just search for the European Union DX Contest Club to obtain full details. On Tuesday, 432 megs FM activity contest runs 1900 to 1955 UTC, and it's followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the data mode's leg of the 80-metre club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. On Thursday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 13th, the first 1.8 megs contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC, CW only, the exchange of signal report, serial number and district code. Next weekend, the CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest runs from 0000 UTC on the 13th, 2359 UTC. On the 14th, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Also next weekend, but running for 24 hours, is the PACC contest. It starts 1200 UTC on the 13th, using CW and SSB on 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Note that PA stations send their province code. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week was dominated by unsettled geomagnetic conditions. These were due to the effects of a high-speed stream from a solar coronal hole. The stream resulted in a co-rotating interaction region, or a CIR. CIRs are transition zones between slow and fast-moving streams of solar wind. Solar wind plasma piles up in these regions, creating density gradients and shock waves that can affect the Earth's magnetic field much like a coronal mass ejection, or a CME. The net result was a KP index that hit 4, with widespread visible aurora in the early hours of February the 2nd. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions continued until at least Thursday, with the KP index eventually settling back to 2. As far as propagation goes, Tuesday morning saw 10 metres alive with FT8 signals. There was a short skip to Scotland, Wales and Ireland, as well as longer paths to Croatia and the Canary Islands. Wednesday saw 4X4DX in Israel coming through. Chris G0DWV managed to work Namibia and South Africa on 10 metres from his well-equipped station. He then moved to 12 metres and bagged the Dominican Republic, Paraguay, Venezuela, Ecuador and various North American stations, and all this with virtually no sunspots. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 72 to 76, but a high-speed stream from another solar coronal hole may impact the Earth this weekend, sending the KP index up to 4. It'll be interesting to see if we have an enhancement to the upper HF bands again. Keep an eye on 10 and 12 metres and also for a rapid rise in the real-time solar wind speed at solarham, that's solarham.com. Now for VHF and up, a disturbed end this week with rain and snow giving us plenty to do without worrying about band conditions. There's always gigahertz bands, snow and rain scatter to try if you have the equipment. 10 gigs rain scatter QSOs can be made over a short range, can be made over short ranges using high elevation. So put that tripod out in the backyard, check something waterproof over the equipment and make a sked. On the tropo front, there's a hint of a temporary weak ridge down the spine of the country at the start of next week, and it may produce some sharp nocturnal temperature inversions over snow cover to bring up the odd distant repeater. Thereafter, another low moves up the channel with the rain and snow for the south, whilst wintry conditions affect the northern areas. Later in the week, a more vigorous Atlantic low pushes active fronts across the whole country. For VHF and UHF propagation, this is not a good period. Apart from some scattering on the gigahertz band, February is the minimum month for sporadic E. The moon is at minimum declination on Monday, so visibility windows are at their shortest and peak moon elevations are minimum. Perigee was last week, so path losses are still low. 144 meg sky noise is high, over 2000 k on Monday. On Thursday afternoon, the sun and moon are within a few degrees of each other, so sun noise will dominate. The Alpha Centauri's meteor shower peaks tomorrow, Monday, but with a zenithal hour rate of just 6, you'll only see a slight enhancement on meteor scatter conditions. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me also. Until next week.